A man and a woman from Sulphur Springs were arrested Wednesday for endangering their child. We get more details from City and County Special Crimes Unit Lieutenant Harold McClure.
Day before yesterday, CPS workers, which is Child Protective Services, obviously brought an investigation they had been conducted to us here at Special Crimes Unit. The case actually, the offense occurred inside the city, so even though we're made up between the county and the city, we took the case and I wrote up an offense report and we filed a case with the DA's office for child endangerment involving intimate bodily injury, which is a second-degree felony. Took it to obviously to the DA's office. Yesterday it was reviewed and the ADA was accepted the case, obviously, and signed complaints, and we obtained arrest warrants for two individuals, a husband and wife, involved a, I believe, an eight-month-old baby, 8, 9 months old. Child did test positive for controlled substances, to wit, methamphetamine. Hmm. The parents were checked, and they checked positive not only for methamphetamine, but amphetamine, both of them.
A boy child or a girl?
It was a female child.
Female child, okay.
How
would a child, would this be ingestion or?
Well, this can happen several ways. Yeah. And I use the analogy of a secondary smoke. Somebody, smoker, and the family members, they're inhaling it well. If they're smoking meth, there's several ways to ingest meth. We're all aware of that. You can smoke it, you can solidify it and shoot it. You can eat it just like, you know, candy or whatever, you ingest it. Now, if they're smoking it around the baby, the baby's breathing the air that's being exhaled into, just by mere handling, they're handling this controlled substance, just by mere handling of the baby, it can get into the baby that way also. Hmm. You know, it's not that they're shooting the baby with a needle or making the baby, obviously 8-month-old can't smoke, but they're not feeding it to them. But just by the mere, the usage of the controlled substance and them handling this infant and the everyday care of the infant, changing the diapers, feeding the baby and the likes. This is how this occurs. It's cross-contamination, if you would.
Lieutenant McClure added Child Protective Services had taken custody of the child and placed her in foster care. 28-year-old Jeremy Don Campbell and 27-year-old Crystal Leanne Allen Campbell were charged with endangering a child before Justice of the Peace, B.J. Tier, who set bond on each at $75,000. KSST News.